So the learning today should be as chus as always, le'ilu nishmas adir chaver, Luzi, Chaim Eluza ben Shem Shenaryeh, as well as chus le'ilu nishmas of Yaakov Yosef ben Reb Chaim Menachem ben Tzion. Should also be as chus for Fu Shleim of Chaim Moshe, Shur ben Malka Chenda ben Menorach, Chana Le'i Vashen Derach, Chana Abadati ben Peril, as well as chus for all those in the Makam Sakon in Eitz Yisrael and those risking their lives to protect it. We will start a topic, and as opposed to the past few, which have been start and stop, we're going to do one that's probably going to take us a few days, and it's the topic of Galus, where he's going to go in a number of different directions. Purpose of Galus, what mindset should we have while in Galus. But first he's going to talk about not the Galus that we have from the Beis HaMikdash, but rather self-imposed Galus. So he starts on page 368, he says, Amru Chazal, have a goyle l'makam Torah, that a person should exile himself to a place of Torah. Nehein emes she'amru Chazal, mitzvah ala adam she'yodur b'mkayim avaysov. He says, really, the emes is that the best place for a person to live is where your ancestors live. Meaning that if you grew up in New York and your Zayd is there and your Rav from your shul is there, that's really the best place to be. When a person leaves the nest, it's like a bird leaving the nest. It's not smart to uproot yourself from where you were, from where your foundation is, to sort of chart your own path. That's not the optimal option. Avalim yara, but if it happens, shehochrech lakar di rasumim kaimai, that a person is forced to. Al derech maimer chazal man debish le b'hai masal lezel masachrisa. Right. So the Gemara in Bava Metzia gives one example. The Gemara says that if someone was not successful in one town, shina makam shina mazel. You have to change your town. So you grew up in your hometown, but you're not being matzliach there. You have to change it. So you have to leave for Parnassa, or you have to leave to find a shidduch. So he says another example is, rather he says, when you make that move, you should choose to go to a place of Torah. So once you're uprooting yourself, make sure that the place you go to is a place where there's a makam Torah, like Philly, where there's a wonderful yeshiva and a Rosh Yeshiva over there. And that way you'll ensure that your Talmidim will be Talmidei Chachamim, and you'll also learn to walk in the proper path. V'yafe amar Reb Yosi b'Kisma, and Reb Yosi b'Kisma said this very well, when he says in the Mishnah in Avos, im atanoisim likol kasef zav shav oilam, even if you paid me all the money in the world, ein idar elu b'makam Torah, I would only live in a place of Torah, shem yomad davar echa toiv dayo. If such a man learns even one thing, you only learn one thing as a result of being in a makam Torah, it's already good enough reason to be there. Now he's going to give now other examples of why someone has to quote unquote go into galus by leaving his hometown. He says, let's say you are living in a place where you want to acquire Torah, but you can't find anyone to teach you. In such a case, a father should send him away. He should go to a place where they teach Torah, which was very common in Europe, where they had the big yeshivas. And so people grew up, like my grandparents grew up in very small villages. So in the small villages, you had a lamdin, but the lamdin could only teach you, you know, till the entry level to Gemara. But once you already needed Yeshiva Gedolah, so then already you went to the bigger towns. You went to Volozhin, you went to, I don't remember, in Vilna, right? You went to all these places, Nevarduk, Kelm. You went to all these places where the yeshivas were. And don't be concerned about the travel, about leaving your loved ones, about the expenses of the trip. It's nothing compared to the achievement that you'll get when you're Koine Torah. Right? Let's say there is a Talmud Chacham in your city. Here he's giving you another reason to go into Galus. Sometimes a person needs to go into Galus to be able to focus. So this is really the concept of out-of-town yeshivas, a big mila, I should say, of out-of-town yeshivas. What's the mila of out-of-town yeshivas? What's the mila really of going to Eretz Yisrael for a year? At least the ideal, okay? Forget about maybe why some people go today, but what's the ideal? The ideal is that you're away from America, you're away from Gashmias, and you're able to focus. You don't have sports happening at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and you don't have fancy restaurants to eat at, and you don't have the comfort of going home every night. You're in a makam yeshiva, and you're able to focus on your studies. And that's the idea, he says. So even if you have a Talmud Chacham in your own city, but maybe sometimes it's worthwhile to go into Golus, self-imposed Golus here, in order to be able to focus better. This was the practice of the Rishonim to what they call Prava Galus, which means the self-imposed galus Yisrael, or you had people in Eretz Yisrael going to learn in Bavel so that they would be away from their families, away from the distraction. And the point is that you're pushing aside the distractions. Now, you can't just do this without unilaterally, if you have obligations to a family, you can't just tell your wife and your kids, okay, I'm checking out for 6 months, I'm going to learn it, I'll see you later, figure out how to support yourself. That's not appropriate. But assuming that they are on board with it, so like in the case of Rabbi Akiva, where his wife sent him off to yeshiva, in such a case, yeah, it's appropriate for you to go away. You're able to focus and you're able to learn better. There's the pasuk in Devarim that says Torah is not in Shemayim. So Chazal in the Gemara in Erevin says, it's as if the Torah is telling you if it wasn't Shemayim, you'd have to go up there and get it. It's not far across an ocean. You'd have to travel across the ocean to get it. If they would be wise and comprehend, fathers and sons, if they would realize the advantages and schus of someone whose sons become Tamidei Chachamim, they would sell the clothes off their backs to get the money to send their children out of town to learn, even to the ends of the world. That one of the secrets of Torah, one of the ways of being kind of Torah, is through galus, through wandering around. Now, the point there of wandering around is you're living almost like a homeless person. I don't mean that you don't shower and take care of yourself, but what I do mean is that you're not concerned about having a roof over your head, and you're not concerned about where your next meal is coming from. And I'm just Tayrasayum, that's all I'm worried about. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides, and yeah, I may have to go beg and I may have to, scrounge around to find the meal and find a place to stay, but I'm pushing aside all of the gashmias. So the problem is going to be that nowadays, and he's going to talk about this actually next time, that nowadays, but especially nowadays, this is not something that someone can do because we're just brought up with just so many comforts that we're used to. Today it's raining outside. Imagine you were sitting outside and you hear the pitter-patter of the rain on your head. It would drive you crazy because we're not used to being outside. And when we're outside, we have proper clothing, we have a raincoat, we don't stay outside, we don't live outside. So to sort of expose yourself to the elements, not only would it not help you learn, but it probably would prevent you and be an obstacle for learning. So, for each person on his level, what it means to go into galus, what it means to live without comfort, it possibly has a different definition. Maybe not from person to person, but certainly from generation to generation. And that's why I say I think nowadays version of galus is likely what we consider going out of Tanya Shiva or going to Eretz Yisrael to learn.